League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We're live.
We're live.
We're
live.
In.
Live. L-I-V-E. Live.
The Super Bowl's this weekend in Los Angeles and traffic is through the goddamn roof.
Already.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh,
that's where I'm at.
My girlfriend. Yep. She fucks football players. That's the joke.
I forgot. Yeah.
Pigskin. You think? First of all, we fuck pigs up. We eat them. They're a football. I mean, leave them alone.
Banks. Piggy banks.
Banks. We put quarters in their asses.
It's their back. Their spines.
Well, I put it in their ass. First of all, that's what we should make.
Clip
we should make. We should make. Gabe, sit down. We should make stiff socks. We should make stiff socks. Gabe, turn on the lights. I mean, you guys can see. I don't know why I'm saying this. We should make stiff socks piggy banks, but instead of on their back, they should be in their ass. And every time you put the coin in, the pig should go, huh?
I think they have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Piggy banks. I mean, well, how much are you holding in there? 729?
Max. Also, how come it's not a horse?
And they're always breaking them.
Who? Yeah, I mean.
Isn't that more of a hassle? You're like, we're doing laundry.
Dog, your life is in shambles if you have to break the piggy bank.
Do you have a coin jar or place you keep coins?
Yeah, I keep it in this big red plastic cup.
That's like a piggy bank?
I guess so. Honestly, I'm so jealous. Like, you have laundry in your place.
Yep.
I am so jealous. Like, literally, dude, if you got, like, a Tesla, I would be jealous of that. I would be more jealous of you having laundry
in
your place.
Well, I got news to tell you, Mr. Boss.
Shut up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, fuck. I was actually going to. It's so funny.
We haven't talked in a while.
I was going to compliment. What? Hold on, no? Are you not getting? You getting one?
No.
Oh, I was
gonna
lose my
mind. I'm saying we haven't done the podcast normally in a while. We've had a guest for like 3 weeks. This is our first like time back. I'm Michael. what were you saying?
No, I was
gonna compliment me.
Yeah. No, I was gonna actually compliment you on your car, dude. I was like walking up here. It looks fucking great.
I love that car, dude.
It looks fucking
2017.
Great.
Not a M3.
No. Yet.
But yeah, I think. And you know what? I think until I have a driveway and like a steady home. That's when I'll get a nicer car.
Stupid,
but now it's like, I'm either parking on the parking lot. I park places and I just pray. You just kind of hope. You hit lock and you go, well, it's Los Angeles. Is it going to be here when we get back? I don't know.
There's been four times where I just didn't lock my car because I'm dumb. Technology's on a level where I can walk away from my car and my car reads that my key's leaving, so it locks the car.
Oh.
So I don't ever, which is really nice, but I don't ever think about locking my car now. So sometimes when I, for some odd reason, if it doesn't work, dude, there's one time I left, we were on the road, I left my car at your house. It wasn't locked for like 6 days.
And that's not a great area.
No, it's not. Your house is so nice, but it is in a weird area.
Yeah, weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's like you go right and you're like, oh,
yeah.
This is Mad Max.
It's one of those where they're like, I feel like every college campus where I visit a friend, they're like, it's nice, but once you cross the railroad tracks is like the definition of where it gets shitty. Like, once you cross the tracks, I don't know what happens.
Yeah, why do they always lie the airplane tracks? The fucking train tracks, good, bad.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
But why is your place so nice and it's so, are they gonna do something?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. You just always just go left.
Yeah, I just take a different route to get to my house. I don't have to see, you know, all the, I don't even know what to call it. Mishap?
Mishap works.
Mayhem.
Wasn't that car insurance guy? Mayhem? Dude, talk.
Yes.
He'd like get hit by a car and then steal a car. That's crazy.
Gabe, wasn't he like a really serious actor?
I wasn't hit by a car and I'm not hot.
Isn't he a serious actor?
Yeah, I think.
Like he was in like a, you know. Good shit.
All right, would you quit comedy right now to be like one of those roles where you're like the flow of progressive?
No.
Bagged out.
No.
So bagged out.
$10 million a year.
No. Well, I there, you reach a certain threshold with money and life doesn't matter anymore. So then, like, what do?
You just at a Starbucks and they're like, oh, we have an order for flow. Order to flow, please. Get it, because I said flow instead of go. And then you're just holding a macchiato and you're like, I'll jam this down your tube socks right now.
Oh, yeah. Flow. Heavy flow. Bitch has got heavy flows.
Dude, that was one of the first celebrities I met in Los Angeles was Stephanie Courtney, who was Flow from Progressive. Because I was an intern at the Groundlings Improv Comedy Theater, and she's a cast member there, or was. And she was like doing like an alumni night thing. And it's so weird to be like, Mrs. Flow?
Yeah, no one knows her name.
Stephanie Courtney.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah, Stephanie
Courtney. That wasn't a sentence that I wanted to say, but you knew what I was asking.
You all right, man?
I think so.
I think something's getting to your head, dude.
No, I'm good.
You're announcing an LA show, and you're a little spacey.
I didn't really sleep great. I was editing, and I'm good, though. I feel good.
It sounds like something isn't good.
Yeah, anytime someone says I'm good more than three times, good. You're like, no, you're not.
I'm good.
Suicide, you're like, maybe.
Dude, I had I almost had a you moment at the airport yesterday.
Yes, I love you moments.
I almost wanted to save it for the main, but I'll get the people in the chat fired up.
Yeah.
So everything was going great, man. Uh-oh. I did University of Cincinnati on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They were awesome. A few people were like, we listened to the Mia episode. Loved it. Became a patron. Hope you're in here, right? Everything's going good. Then that night, I sleep like shit. I get like no sleep.
Yeah.
And I get to the airport. And my lovely assistant didn't put pre-check.
Didn't put
pre-check.
Oh, no.
It happens. But I get there, and I'm already running very late.
Yeah.
Very late. Because in my head, I'm like, I'll pre-check. It's a small airport. Get right in. And I get there. I scan the ID. And the guy goes, now you're standard. I'm like, no. Like, I'm pulling up previous like past boarding passes. And the guy goes, you got to wait in line.
Yeah.
And then he goes, or you can go to the front counter and like get a new ticket. I'm like, that's downstairs. That's through elevators.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, fuck it. I still have clear. Clear cuts you to the front of the line of normal security. But I pack like it's TSA. Right, TSA pre-check. My laptop, all my liquids, everything is in my bag, and you got to take it out. And I just said, "Fuck it." I was like, "You know what? They'll flag my bag."
Yeah. It's whatever. Yeah.
They're pulling out liquids. He's got my hard drive, and he's questioning me. And I'm just like, "Dude, I don't know." And I've never felt like nobody had sympathy for me, which is good.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. He goes, hey, you didn't take your laptop out of your backpack. And I go, I'm sorry, man. I'm just used to TSA pre-check.
Uh-oh.
Didn't say anything.
Didn't care.
And he doesn't care. And I'm just sitting there like, I literally felt like some guy who plays like I literally felt like Clark Kent. Like I'm in the city. Nobody gives a fuck about me. I take off some sunglasses.
Uh-oh.
And any frame. And everyone's like, you're the guy. Right? I'm just in security. I have these shoes on, which are a pain in the fuck shoe to take off. And then I because I didn't have pre-check, I didn't have time to get food.
Oh, no.
I hadn't eaten yet. And it's a 1 o'clock flight. And I was like, I'll eat at the airport. And look, you boys, we all know the mishap. The lady saw me in economy and was like, oh, you don't fly first class, you pussy? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
I only fly first class. It's the most expensive internet comment in real life I've ever gotten. You boys first class in it, all right? Ever since I was at aisle 13 with you, the camera guy, John, and the lady goes, oh, I didn't know you flew economy. Bags up. All right. So I'm in first class. Dude, it's going to be an expensive life for me. But hey, I don't buy anything else, okay? I've had this shirt for 4 years. I'm in first class, and they serve food there. And I go, beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I'm late. I made the flight. And then I go, what do you guys, is there like a meal? And they go, catering couldn't make it today. I go, what does that? Oh, first of all, I forgot this. I get to my seat, motherfucker in the seat. And I go, sir, I think I'm 2D.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but this is my wife. And I go, he goes, but he's already sitting in it. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, is that okay with you? But it's like when somebody took a bite of your food and was like, do you mind if I took a bite? You already took a bite. You're already sitting.
You gotta ask me.
That's what it was.
It's not your seat.
That's what it was.
Bitch.
It was the assumption that I would be like, for sure, which I would have been, but it's like, give me the option.
Also, this is my wife, not an excuse. I don't give a fuck.
Also, this is your one chance to get away from her. She's ugly. Anyways, so, dude, I'm there, and so it's. I like the second row of flying because you can still tuck your bag under.
Have to, can't go
because it was the front row. front row. He goes, now you have a window in the front row. I go, no. I like aisles. I pee a lot. I go to put a backpack under the seat. When you travel as much as we do, you know exactly what you want. And you pay good money for it. So now I'm there. And then they're like, sir, you got to put your bag up at the top. And they don't have food for me. I'm just sitting there just losing my goddamn mind. And it's a flight from Cincinnati to Los Angeles. Every motherfucker on there has a Bengals jersey on because they're going to LA for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They start chanting, hoo-day, hoo-day. And I'm like,
no.
Where's my food? Quinoa, something. And we're getting, this is when I had my Michael Blassine moment. I was able to zen out. I had a bag of Skittles and a little bit of granola.
That's enough to get through.
I had a coffee of 5-Hour Energy Skittles and I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to edit. Just take my mind off of it.
Got it.
Fine, right? We land.
Uh-oh.
Here's, and it was one of those where there's already a plane in the gate. Got so it. We had to wait to pull in.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. And then we're walking off the, we finally are like deplane, and we're walking through that little tunnel. What is that called?
The tunnel. You know, the terminal?
No, the plane tunnel airport.
The tube. The tube thing that connects the plane to the terminal.
The loading thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm walking and there's a lady and her daughter in front of me, and the door into the airport is closed.
Huh?
And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just, and they're like, it's just like kind of blocking it. And I have headphones on. She says something, I didn't hear it. And then I walk and then I go like, whatever. I'll just open the door. And then it like isn't opening.
Yeah.
And this lady's on the phone and I take my headphones off and she's talking to like a husband or something. And she's like, yeah, they locked the terminal. Now this idiot's just kicking the door. And I'm like, bitch, I can hear you. And she's like, now he's yelling at me. I'm like, you're just saying the shit I'm saying. Just stop talking. We're all trying to get off of this. Now you're talking to a random guy about this. And then it was just like this whole like out of body experience. I hadn't eaten since the night before. And I'm just off Skittles and a 5-hour energy. And then the lady working at the airport opened. She's like, I was kicking the door. I was like, let us off the fucking. But there was like I was like, dude, I haven't had a moment like that. Like, you know, now I'm therapy Trev. I'm Zen Master Trev.
Yeah.
I'm Peloton Don. I'm fucking meditating. But it's just the straw that broke the camel's back was this lady. She's like, this fucking idiot's kicking the door. And I was like,
dude,
bitch.
Dude. Did you say bitch?
No, I said, I can fucking hear you.
Yeah, good.
And I go, just stop talking about the whole thing. We all want to get off of this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm right in front of you. This is just a weird look.
For her to call someone that she doesn't know an idiot.
Yeah.
I would have thrown her fucking kid out of the terminal. Now your kid's in JetBlue. How about that?
It was just like this moment where I was like,
yeah,
I can't believe this is a thing.
This is real life.
It was just one thing after another. It was like, just shit on Trev Day. And then the final straw was this lady with so much plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Now this idiot's kicking the door. Literally.
This idiot. You non-contributing bitch. You fucking face like, full of plastic, bitch.
Yeah, but when I said, I can hear you, and she said, oh, now he's talking to me. Wild. I literally felt like it was an insane person yelling on the side of the 101. Like she was like, I wasn't real in her life.
Yeah, I mean, well, the funny thing is that kind of whole experience is a feeling of you're not real. Because you're like, no, I'm pre-check. And they go, no, you're not. And then you get up, and the guy's already sitting in your seat. You go, that's my seat. No, dude, it's not.
It was,
the whole thing is
I
like,
I was getting
no, you're not.
Cucked every move. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. God damn.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, Summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.